Well, on the line from a place out west of Mount Isa, if there's such a thing, from Hughenden, is Andrew Cannon. Andrew's the honorary consul for Monaco, and he's driving a beautiful old vintage Grand Prix car around Australia for charity. Andrew, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you very much, Graham. Thanks for putting me on.
No, not a problem. Now, how long have you been driving for? Not forever, but on this particular journey, how long have you been going for?
Well, I left Melbourne on August the 6th, and we've completed about 6,250 kilometres up to Darwin and now across, heading towards Townsville.
Okay. And just you?
No. Initially to Alice Springs, I had my brother-in-law, and then I had an army friend from Alice Springs to Darwin, and part of it on my own, and then recently Mark Johnson, a friend of mine from Melbourne, and tomorrow Friday, Cathy Freeman's arriving to do a leg to Townsville.
Now, I know Cathy's foundation is a recipient of your generous act here in raising funds. What is Cathy's foundation, and how are you going to be able to help?
Sure. Well, Cathy and I, 10 years ago, started the Cathy Freeman Foundation, which was very humbly, we just tried to look at children the way we look at our own children and get them to school and get them well fed and get them a good night's sleep and get the attendance rates in the schools up with programs that they related to. And I'm proud to say at Palm Island, the attendance rates jumped from 23% to over 90% now, which is really, really good.
So Cathy's charity is obviously focused on the Indigenous youth, yeah?
It's an Indigenous scholarship for children, and there's 1,500 kids are on some form of scholarship, and there's 20 full-time employees running programs at five communities around Australia, which is really exciting.
Oh, it's absolutely worthwhile. Now, how do you connect that back into Monaco, Andrew, or is that irrelevant?
That's a very good question, Graham. How I connect that back to Monaco is I've put a massive submission into Monaco to hopefully get four scholarships for 3 years, so we'll find out pretty soon if that's going to happen, but four major scholarships.
Right.
And, the Prince is a very generous man, and I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, we gave him a nice run. Last time they were in town, we gave a nice interview to, well, he was the Foreign Affairs Minister, effectively, but that wasn't the title he was using. It was a bit...
was the Minister of Tourism, Gillian Rose.
That's him, Gillian,
yeah. Actually has helped on this trip. He's given me lots of little trinkets and treasures to give out to people who help along the way. And we have raised over $125,000 already on this trip.
Wow, that is a sensational figure. Absolutely fantastic. Now, what's probably important to a lot of people is how you're travelling. Now, I've seen one of the vehicles you own, but and this is another very special car. You told me off air that it was Edwardian. Just describe it for us, Andrew.
Sure. Look, it's got a lot of soul, this car. It was given to a fellow called Boyd Eakins from Sydney in 1924. He did historic events driving around Australia in the early days, and he was the leading Vauxhall salesman in the world, and the factory decided to give him their special race car. And it managed to stay in Australia, and I bought it nearly 20 years ago, and I've restored it, or had it restored, and I haven't actually got a chance to really give it a run. And this Around Australia drive is a way of sharing the car and experiencing a bit of adventure and just enjoying the car.
Yeah, what you haven't said is it has no roof.
No, it has no roof.
So you drive gentlemen's hours, one assumes.
It only has a handbrake.
Do you drive gentlemen's hours or what?
I do. I don't drive in the evening or the morning because obviously there's a lot of things to dodge on the roads as well, including eagles.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about the magpies. You've got the eagles chasing you.
That's right. Well, eagles knocked my team out of the finals as well, which is a shame. So I'm watching out for eagles wherever I go.
Yeah. Now, can I ask you a politically incorrect question? How fast does the car go?
Well, the car does over 200 kilometres an hour in period, or it did that. I haven't gone anywhere near that. I've sat under the speed limit at around 100 to 110 kilometres an hour.
Right. And obviously, it just runs on regular fuel. You don't need special racing fuel?
No, it does run on high-octane fuel, which I have to use booster for.
Right.
It has a high-compression engine in it. And excuse the noise in the background, this... we're out here at the Hughenden Airport, and the plane is about to it's virtually taxiing off right in front of me here.
Oh, right. Now, do you get very good mileage out of a vehicle like that?
I get about 15 litres per 100 k's.
Oh, that's not bad.
Which is pretty good, really. So I can get about 430 kilometres to 450 kilometres of tank. So it hasn't required me to carry extra fuel, which is good.
Right. I got a Land Rover like that, Andrew.
Yeah, Land Rovers are probably pretty similar.
Yeah, like pushing a brick through snow.
Very cool cars to have at the moment too, I think, Graham.
Well, not my one. Mine's a really old one, but it still goes. It pulls a boat, you know. That's about all it does these days.
Well, they're hard to kill. Simple engineering is actually, you know, I know a lot of the modern cars have trouble with electronics.
Yep.
So it's kind of nice to have simple engineering at times. I just treat this car a bit like an old Massey Ferguson tractor. I grease it up at night with a grease gun and make sure everything's tight and put it to bed nice and happy.
Fantastic. Now, when you pick up Kathy, where are you taking her to? Just to Townsville?
I'm picking up Kathy from Huendon Airport tomorrow morning. Friday morning. I keep saying it's tomorrow. Friday morning, and we're driving across to Townsville. And then what is exciting, we're then going on a barge to Palm Island where this foundation started.
Right.
And we're going to let the kids see a vintage car and climb all over it and enjoy it.
Oh, that absolutely sounds like a fantastic trip and also a very, very worthwhile and worthy one. So I really wish you well with the rest of that. And where do you finish up, Andrew?
Oh, hopefully back in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And that's where we finish up. And maybe via Bathurst for the what used to be called the Hardy Ferodo 1000. But I'm quite excited. I just take each leg as it comes.
Yeah.
But when you think we've been to Darwin already and now we're heading across to Townsville and then down to Rockhampton and Brisbane and Coffs Harbour and Sydney and Canberra, it's still a fair bit to go.
Oh, well, it sounds great. And is the Monaco Grand Prix, is that to come or have we missed it?
Monaco Grand Prix is in May.
Right.
They have the historic Grand Prix every 2 years, which a lot of Australians compete in.
Yep.
And the actual Grand Prix only a few Australians, like Sir Jack Bradman won it in 1959 and Webber won it. And
yep.
Daniel Ricciardo's been very close. He's been third and second. So hopefully next year he'll win it. He's a
river
guy who lives in Monaco.
Some of our travellers who are prone to do foolhardy things like that can think about May next year.
May next year for the Monaco Grand Prix, and I appreciate that. And we've been very fortunate in Australia to have a good relationship with Monaco. You may remember we were able to bring out the Grace Kelly exhibition to Bendigo.
Yeah, yeah.
And that generated $20 million for Bendigo. And Monaco are very supportive of many initiatives we have in Australia, which is great.
They are indeed. Well, Andrew Cannon, thank you so much for your time. And drive safely. Hope you don't see any flashing lights in the rearview mirror on the rest of your trip.
Graham, thank you. Could I just say, finally, if people did want to donate,
yep.
It's very easy. You just go to the Kathy Freeman Foundation,
yep.
And go online and you'll see 10,000K Drive. And anything from $5 up or any dollars up is appreciated. And we really have enjoyed the heartfelt warmth of Australians around Australia. It's been tremendous. And I'd like to say thank you to everyone who's donated and supported us.
Well, thank you, Andrew, and all the very best.
Thank you, Graham. All the best to you.
Okay, bye. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on J Air 87.8 FM.